Blog Talk Radio.
Just a closer walk with thee. Grant me, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking, close to thee. Yeah, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Jesus, closer, walk with thee. Pray, pretty Jesus, in my plea. Daily walking, close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but not strong. When my feeble life is over, and time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely, to thy kingdom show, to thy show. Just a closer. Anybody want to draw closer? Walk with thee. Grant Jesus is my plea. Daily, somebody help me say, daily. And daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Oh, hallelujah. So, hey, I want to be closer. Oh, draw me closer. Oh, my God. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There is praise and praise, precious fountain. And it's free to all, a healing stream. Oh, yes, that flows from Calvary's mountain. Yeah, the cross. I watch and wait, hoping and trusting ever, yeah, till, I reach that golden strand just beyond the river. Oh, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Oh, where there is a precious fountain. Oh, and it's free. Somebody say it's free. It's free. Oh, to all, a healing stream that flows from Calvary's mountain. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Yeah, the cross. Anybody feel like I do, Jesus? The cross, oh, Lord, be my glory, until my rapture. My rapture soul shall find rest. One day rest, oh sweet rest, yeah, rest beyond the river. Thank you, Lord. It's all right to praise me and give him glory and give him honor and give him all the praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Ministry. Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, good evening. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so delighted to see you. Amen, amen. Come. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. New callers, old first-time callers, call again. Be blessed and call again. Amen, amen. I am. Amen, amen. Yours truly, Evangelist Zadie Alford. Amen. Along with my host, Minister L.C. Alford, my sweet darling husband. I thank God for him. Amen, amen. As you can see, our praise and worship leader is not with us today. Amen, amen. She, amen, is on a job. She got a job. Amen. She's a senior this year, and God has blessed her, amen, to half a day's at school, and so she got a job in the afternoon, amen. And this afternoon she is working to 10, but we thank God for our co-host, Shayla Hilton, amen, amen, who has been truly faithful, amen. We just bless the Lord for her, and we bless her in her absence. Amen, amen. That show of outreach ministry is reaching out. Is reaching out, amen, amen. Just reaching out, showing love like Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Amen. Remember the story how Jesus, amen. See, he must go through Samaria. Amen, amen. He's reaching out, amen, to someone, amen, who was lost or outcast or lonely or hurting or depressed, whatever the situation may be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we have the same mind. We want to reach out. We want to reach out. Amen. Amen. Someone may be going through something on this evening. We want to let you know that God got you. Hallelujah. All you got to do is put it in his hands, and he got you. He got you. He got you. He'll take the wheel. Oh, my shot. Now tell him to take the wheel. Hallelujah. We are the witness. Amen, that he will take the wheel. Amen. Right now we're going to be in the hands of Minister Alford. Amen. He's going to come before us. Amen. In his own way with scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Good evening. Good evening. I want to say that it's a blessing to be the word again tonight. Tonight is complete. I'll have to hear a question from Puerto Rico. Paul is really good in my step. I'm not ashamed to tell everybody I meet. The Lord is my step. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, the rod and thy staff that comfort me. Thou preparest table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, Lord, I thank you for those. I thank you, Lord, that you've been good to us. I thank you, dear Father, as I said tonight, my mind and my heart went out to all the people that lost their lives in the fire. I said, Hawaii. I thank you, Lord, for the those that the storm damage overcome, and it could have been here, it could have been out. But you better, Lord, to say thank you. Well, God, so what's going on, Father? We got to give you the praise and glory out of the book. You're almighty. You know everything. You know our mind, our heart. You know every movement you make. Oh, hallelujah. May you bless the Lord. We ask you in Jesus' name. Thank God. Back in the hands of my wife.
Amen, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We love you and we bless you, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Every, oh, God, everyone that has life, has a voice, just say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know there's some tough situation, but God has already prepared us. He's already told us, thank you, Father God. You didn't let nothing come by surprise to your children, oh, Father God. Anything that we hear, day or night, oh, Lord God, it has not caught us by surprise. Amen, amen, because you have, from the foundation of the world, you have put your word, oh, God, your word before us, oh, God. You have put it, oh, God, on the tables of our hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, and we just know, Father God, that whatever and the things that are going on, God, we still bless you. In the midst of it, oh, Paul said, Apostle Paul said, in all things, give thanks. Yes, in all things, give thanks. My God, my God. We give you thanks, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. You have taken our loved ones, oh, God. You have called them on off the scene, oh, Father God. But we, oh, God, you still, oh, God, have given us a praise, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Like Job, Father God, he had lost his children. But he had lost everything, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But Job worshiped you. He said, naked I came into this world, and naked I shall return. Oh, my God, he worshiped you in all that he had had lost, oh, God. Hallelujah, and we all killed. Follow suit, oh, Father God, no matter what we lose, no matter what we lose, oh, God, what we encounter, oh, God, in this earth realm, oh, Father God, we know, oh, God, we are only pilgrims, oh, God, we are traveling through, oh, God, oh, we are just traveling, oh, God, hallelujah, we didn't come here to stay, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We didn't come here to stay. Oh, God, our mothers and our fathers, they didn't come here to stay. We didn't come here to stay. Oh, God, oh, Father God, out of all of the things that's going on, oh, Father God, hallelujah, people are dying by the thousands, oh, God. Oh, God, but you are not taken by surprise, and neither are we, God. We just give you the glory, oh, God. Hallelujah, we praise you while we still have the blood running warm in our veins. We just give you praise, oh, God. We bless you, oh, God, our children, oh, Father God. Oh, God, we bless you for our children, oh, God. Even though some has gone astray as we did at one time, oh, God. Oh, God, but you ain't from my shine. You said you were married to the backslider. Oh, God, we know that you will turn them back to you, God. In the name of Jesus, we just train them up in the way, oh, God, that you, oh, God, desire them to be trained up, oh, God. You said that if we train them up in the way that they should go, hallelujah, hallelujah. They may fall off, but they'll get back on, Lord God. Hallelujah. Pray for every prodigal right now, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we know that you are standing with outstretched arms, waiting for them to just come on back in. You are knocking at the doors of their hearts, oh, Father God. Tear down the most stony walls of their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, give them hearts of flesh. That they hear you, oh, Father God, and they see the times, oh, God. Oh, God, come in near, oh, God. Oh, God, let them see, oh, Father God, with eyes. They didn't have eyes, let them see. They didn't have ears, let them see. And hear what you are trying to tell them on today, oh, Father God. We, oh, God, the saints of God, oh, Father God, are going through many things, oh, Father God. Oh, God, but we realize, oh, God, whatever we are going through, oh, God, you have to allow it for whatever reason, oh, God. So whatever it is, help us to praise you, oh, God. Help us to just praise you in the midst of it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we shall not let nothing, hallelujah, separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us. We'll call on you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we wake up in the morning, oh, Father God, we'll give you glory for fresh new mercies, oh, God, every morning, oh, Father God. We'll just thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, children, oh, God, they're losing their parents, and the parents are even losing their children, oh, Father God. But we got to praise you anyhow. When my little girl, when you call her home at 33 years old, on, oh God. I said, Lord, what are we going to do? What should I tell the children? He said, tell the children, oh God. Oh, read the book about Job, what Job did, and then tell them what Job did. And we just began to worship, oh God. We've been worshiping, oh Father God, all of these years. We've just been worshiping you, oh God. After I raised our children, oh Father God, and just they grew up, oh Father God, in your word. Some, oh, Father God, are walking in rebellion, oh, God. But you said they were walking in rebellion, oh, Father God. But they are turning back. Hallelujah. We believe that they are on their way back. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we'll just give you glory and honor for each and every one who has come this evening, oh, Father God. We ask that you bless their homes, oh, God. Bless their families, oh, God. Bless their health. Restore their health, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Only you can do it, God. Only you can do it, oh Father God. Oh my son, now there's a doctor in the city, and he's healing. Hallelujah. 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 He's healing the bodies, and he's healing sin sick souls. Amen. 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 We turn it over to you, Lord. We turn it all over to you, God. No matter what it is, oh Father God, and we hear many things. Diseases, oh Father God. It's spreading like wildfire, oh Father God. But you, oh Father God, are with us, oh God. We ask that you to draw us nearer. Draw us closer and closer to you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Whether we live or whether we die, we know that we'll be with you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God. I thank you, Lord, for every mother, every father, every sister, every brother, oh Father God. Oh God, we pray for forgiveness, oh God. Give us a forgiving heart, oh Father God. Oh God, installed it like never before. The forgiveness, oh Father God. Oh, some times that we are hurt, oh God, we are abused and false accused of God, so many things, oh Father God, but help us to look down by shana. Help us to look like you did, God. You look down from the cross and said, Father, forgive them, but they know not what they do. Oh my God, nobody in their right mind, nobody that know the Lord and the love that God have for them and for his world, amen, amen, can destroy or hurt anyone, oh Father God. But love, 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 the fruit of the Spirit is love. Hallelujah, love, oh God. Hallelujah, love hides a multitude of faults, oh God. And we just thank you, oh Father God. We ask you to continue to bless us and keep us, oh God. And we will continue to give you all of the glory, honor, and all of the praise, dear God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. And we're going to go right on into the children's corner. We're going to go right on into the children's corner. Hallelujah, into the children's corner. And we are going to ask, hallelujah, do we have any young people? Our thought yesterday to continue to encourage our young people to live holy. To encourage our young people, amen, to live for God and resist the devil. Resist them with every fiber of their being. Oh, Father God, we'll let our children know, hallelujah, that God, if God be for them, the whole world, the world cannot be against them. The world can't do them no harm. Amen. So we're going to ask who are the youth that's on the line at this time. Amen. Do we have any youth on the line that would like to come forth at this time? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And we have who we have?
The Z Squad.
Okay, introduce yourself.
My name is Damon Smith. I'm going to be singing. Let us break bread. Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my Savior I listen. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink wine together on our knees. Let us drink all I need. When I fall on my knees, when my face of the rising sun, oh, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, when my face to the rising sun, oh, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh
Lord, have mercy on me. Amen, 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 amen. Who do we have? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My new life, man. Now go to saying it. You don't want to waste the count. Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful count. Jesus. Please, meek and mild. New life, new hope. Joy, he brings. Walk to his side. To the angels sing. Glory, glory. Love is to you, born King. Filled with terror by the angel. Born in a lonely girl. Virgin Mary was his mother. And Joseph was his earthly father. Then with three wise men that came from afar. And they were guided by a shining star. King Jesus, we lay in the manger filled with hay. Jesus. Oh, a wonderful chat. I'm talking about Jesus. Alone, he make you mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen? Could the angels say, glory, glory, glory to the Lord, glory, 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 glory to the Lord, glory. Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen.
Praise
God.
My name is Alicia. I'm going to be singing Ain't Nobody Fall But Mine. Ain't nobody fall but mine. Ain't nobody fall but mine. If I die, it must be long. Ain't nobody fall but mine. Ain't nobody fall but mine. Ain't nobody fall but mine. If I die, it must be love. Ain't nobody fall but mine. Ain't nobody fall but mine. Ain't nobody fall but mine. If I die, it must be love. Ain't nobody fall but mine.
Amen. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. I didn't see that coming, but that's our theme song. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. And I just want to say that to each and everyone. ain't nobody's fault but mine. If we die and our soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but our own. Amen. It's all right to say amen. 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 Do we have any more young people on the line? Any more youth on the line? Any more youth on the line that would like to come forth at this time? Zaylin Harrell, can you come in? All right, come on.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave me, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave me, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave me, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we all should do. That's what we all should do. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Why? Jesus gave it to us. And we should let our little light shine. Amen. Do we have any more young people on the line? We want to thank the Beat Squad. Amen. They came in visually. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the Beat Squad. Amen, amen. Amen. Any more youth on the line? Amen.
My name is Beat. I'm going to be praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, your name, that you on earth is in heaven, and your name is bread, the because our debtors, and forgive us our debtors, and we God, with the compassion and the power of the glory. Amen.
Oh, bless your heart. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For our baby. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Now, do we have any more youth on the line before we move forward? I just want to say that the London brothers, I'm sure they would be on, but one of them made a birthday today, May 14 on today, big boy, and his mother, she's probably out doing something with us. She don't have a lot of off time for my job, so she was going to do a little something, so he's probably celebrating his birthday, so if he was on, or if he comes on before the show is over, we'll sing happy birthday to him. Amen. We know the London brothers are normally faithful. Amen. Praise God for them. So we're going to ask, are there any elders on the line that would like to make a presentation? You may announce yourself and come forth at this time. Our focus today is to continue to encourage the children. And today we are encouraging the children to, amen, to resist temptation, resist the devil. Amen, amen, amen. Mother Wynn.
Yes, yes. I just want to say thank God for the cure, and they just sound so sweet and special and mellow. Oh, God is good. And I just thought about the scripture that train up a child in the way he should go. When he get old, he will not depart. And thank God, they have something in there to bring them back to God. So thank God. But it's a sad situation, Sister Zadie, when the children grew up knowing nothing about God, and we're losing our children all the time, every week, every day, every month, every year. We're losing children. And some children know nothing about God because they have not been taught. So I just want to thank God for you taking the time out to work with the children, and that they would know not that their parent is not, but some extra is always good. We can never get enough of knowing about God. So these children are blessed to have somebody that's loved them enough to continue to teach them and bring them into the knowledge of God. And it's just so sweet. One of them said, sung a song, if I die, my soul be lost and nobody's fault but mine. Yeah, and that sounds so beautiful, because she know that she's heard something about God. And like I said, if she get older, she will remember. You know what? It's something that children remember from little children that's being taught to them, that they heard, that they won't forget. So I thank God for that, that you are taking time with the children. I wish that more people will take time to teach or make sure that the children are hearing something from the Lord, from some source, whatever it may be, because sure enough, they need to know something about God. Amen, because we know that they have a soul and we have a soul. And guess what? They got to die just like we do, and they need to know right from wrong so that way they can choose what's right. But if you don't teach them what's right, they don't know what's right. The devil's working in everybody's mind, the older people, the younger people, everybody's mind, he's working in them. If he can get them to get out the will of God, he's going to do just that. So I just thank God for you, my sister, for teaching them and for the children so beautifully, praising God in their own little way, singing songs and saying prayer. That is really great, and I thank God for that. And so I want to say to them, children, y'all have a soul to be saved just like the older people do. When we die, we don't want to go to hell. We want to go to heaven. So guess what? That's what you're doing now. You're preparing yourself to go to heaven and not hell, because hell is real and heaven is real. So guess what? Keep doing what you're doing, and guess what? This life here is nothing to be compared to what God has prepared for those that love him. So we're going to keep on loving on God and doing what we know what to do to be able to have eternal life with everlasting joy and peace and love. In the name of Jesus, God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you, Robin.
Bless you, sweetheart. Y'all so sweet. Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful.
Amen, amen. Will there be another? Thank you, Mother, so much. Will there be another?
Sister Vivian is here.
Sister Vivian, come forth.
Praise God, praise God. In the agreement with Mother Wynn, she just summed it all up. And I heard the children singing and praising the Lord, and the scripture said, extol him, extol him. So I want to give this little verse to them and extol the Lord and tell him who he is to you. Children, tell the Lord, continue to extol him and praise him. And in a little song, it goes like this. Say, Lord, you are more beautiful than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond, and there's nothing I did thus compares to you. So everything on this earth, as you grow, don't let nothing come before the Lord. There's nothing you can compare to God and the things on this earth. Always extol him and praise him. Father God, we thank you for the children today, God, that has come, God. Lord God, lifting up your name and praising your name, God. Father God, let them ever remember, oh God, to look to you, who is the author and the finisher of their lives, oh God. Help them, Father God, when they hit the low times, God, they can look up to you, God. And they can sing praise songs and Zion songs, and God, you will lift them high above every circumstance, God. Equip them continually, oh God, oh Father, with your precious love from on high. Let them know that you have loved them with an everlasting love, oh God. And Lord, that you will never leave them, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, help them to grow, oh God, even the more, oh God, in your precious Holy Spirit, that they are know, God, that the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding them, oh Father God, along the way. If so be lost, oh, because of them, oh Father God. And Father, I pray, oh God, that they will pray, oh God, and look to you and say, Lord, I don't want my soul to be lost. And I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. What y'all say? Amen. Thank you, Minister Vivian. Amen. God bless you. Well, here we have another.
This is Zadie. This is Sister Pat. And I'm in agreement with Mother and the Lady. Hallelujah. God is just so good. I was trying to find this scripture in Isaiah about the children, but I can't find it. But I see another one. It said, behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, for the Lord of hosts which dwelleth in Mount Zion. He said, him and the children, huh? So it's you and the children, Sister Zadie, and your husband. I thank God for everything I've heard thus far. Even the little girl said, this little light of mine, she said she's going to let it shine. And then the other one said, if she don't get to heaven, ain't nobody fall. And even for the baby that prayed, I just thank God for the teaching and how they, you know, how they're learning so much at a young age. And that's a good thing. So continue to do what you're doing, and God bless you guys.
Amen. Say thank you. Amen. The one that sang, this little light of mine, that's my boy. He's the boy in the squad. And the other one's the girls.
Oh, you're strong. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Do we have another?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Mother, come forth.
Yes, I was just there listening at the children, enjoying it. And they're doing such a good job. They're singing and praying. Oh, I just was sitting here writing down their little song, Nobody's Fault But Mine. Yeah. And this little light of mine, I was just sitting here listening at them, enjoying them. And thank the Lord for them. Thank the Lord for you and their parents. Just thank the Lord for all of you. Because we had my daughter, Sheila, she had prayer and praise last night. And today she had a women's conference. And we had the children. We had about six children. And they did the praise dance and had a teacher, and she taught them and everything. So it was really nice. And we really enjoyed them because I was saying we went to a revival two nights last week out at Tickfo. And I'm telling you, I don't think it was not one child at that revival. And I said, Lord, it's just so strange that you're going to church now and no children is at church. And we, you know, we were just so glad to be able to go to church They get and now you go to church and no children.
Showing up,
church.
Showing up, my sister.
I'm telling you, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really. And so just keep up the good work and God bless you and your children and your grandchildren. Oh, and thank the Lord for you all. Because I know I enjoyed those children today. Just seeing two of them was my great-grand, and then they had two of them was my little cousins, and two of them was Sheila's godchildren. And it was just such a blessing to see children active, doing something. So she said she gonna try to keep them going.
Yes, oh yes.
So you you said if you don't do it, you know, the Satan is waiting for them out there with something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Thank the Lord for you all, and thank the Lord for being able to hear them.
Yes, Lord.
So I just thank the Lord, and I had just buried my little cousin at 4 o'clock this evening, so I almost forgot. I was so tired. Because they had so many funerals at one place today. He doesn't went there at 4 o'clock this evening.
Lord have mercy.
So I just thank the Lord and ask y'all to keep praying for the Smith and the Cry family. And I pray for you all, and you all pray for us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Amen. Y'all say amen with
me.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mother. So sorry to hear about your cousin and all, but hallelujah. Thank God, you know, because he know what he's doing and he makes no mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
It was such a large unit thing, but we just, you know, he suffered so he was, you know, he's out of his misery now.
Oh, see that. God knows. But we can bear. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, now do we have another that would like to come forward and make a presentation at this time? Do we have another? Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is gain. Then I forgot the song.
It happens to me sometimes.
Yeah, not temptation, for you sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Children, by man for the word, dark passion subdue. Look ever to Jesus and he will carry you through. Here's what I want you to do. Just as the Lord to help you. Comfort, guide, and keep you. He is willing, he is able, and he will. Listen, children, he will carry you through. One more time. Just ask the Savior to help you. Ask him to comfort, guide, and keep you. Yes, children, he is willing and he's able to keep you. And he will carry you through. Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word that said that you are able to carry us through. He is able to carry us through. Yes, he will guide us and he will keep us. And he will help us. Amen. And he will carry us through. Hallelujah. Yield not to temptation. Amen, amen. The book of James says, the book of James, the fourth chapter, 7 and 8 verses say, the seventh verse says, so humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The eighth verse says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your heart, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And it says, come over here, darling. This is how it says, Satan, come on, says Satan recognizes the value of getting a foothold in the realm of our thoughts. He knows that sin is not merely a matter of action and deed, but something within the heart and the mind that eventually leads to the sinful action. Amen. Amen, amen. We're going to look at some ways to resist the devil and his temptation. One way is to submit yourself to God. When you submit yourself to God, you are acknowledging his authority in your life, because God is holy, which means pure and without sin. He will help you live a life that is pleasing to him. But in order to do this, we must submit to who authority? God's authority. Amen, amen. And another way is to resist the devil. To resist the devil means to not give in to temptation when it presents itself. Giving in to temptation is an open invitation for the devil and his demons to continually tempt you. But if you resist giving in to sin, the devil will flee from you, meaning that he will give up tempting you for the time, listen, for the time being. Believe me, you sister, brother, he's coming back again. Amen. Now, close to God. The closer you get to God, the more you distance yourself from the old partner, the old devil. And the more time you spend with the Lord, the more time you spend with the Lord, in Bible, in prayer, the less likely you will be to fall. Yes, Psalm says, Psalm 16 and 8 says, I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. Amen, amen, amen. When we draw close to God, then Satan can't get close to us. Amen. Uh-huh. Wash your hands and purify your heart. Uh-huh. Yeah, this set of instructions is a call to repentance for all those who are harboring sin in your life. Uh-huh. Young people, we got to get rid of sin. Amen. We read the scriptures about the things of the flesh. Amen. We read about the jealousy and the hate, the strife, all of the things we read about. Amen. Amen. We got to get rid of all of that unforgiveness and what happened. Yeah, all the things that you're harboring in their lives. To harbor sin in your life is to give the devil an opportunity to work in you and through you. But God is the one who should work in your life, not the devil. If you are harboring sin in any area of your life, stop doing it. Confess it to the Lord and ask him to forgive you, and then work through you. Amen. 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 Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word on tonight, all the many words that have come forth, O God. Hallelujah. And you said in your word that your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that, God, that you have said it to do. Amen. Amen. Even in our young people, we just thank you, O God, for letting your word just resonate in their heart, O God. Let it prick their heart and illuminate their minds, that they'll change their wills, O God, and live upright, walk for you, O God. Live in your presence, O God. That they, O God, will have a long and prosperous life. In Jesus' name we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go back to the corn and ask if there's anyone else. Let me see. Let me check the corn and see if there's anyone. Come on. Sometimes we have some last-minute callers. No, nobody else came in. So we just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for our children. Amen, amen, amen. We want you to know the truth, and the truth, the Bible said, will set you free. We want our children to be free. Amen. Free to love. Free to give. Uh-huh. We want our children to have victory, to walk in victory. Amen. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Walk in his word. You always have his word to back you up in every situation. Amen. And that's when we are most happy. We have his word. We have God's word. No matter what nobody tells us, nobody tells us, well, it's all right to do this, it's all right to do that. And you know in your heart that it's wrong, what's going to happen? If you do things that's wrong and you know it's wrong, what's going to happen according to the Bible? Huh? If you do things that you shouldn't do, what's going to happen to you? But you're going to be whipped with a few stripes. What the Bible say about that? If you do things that you know you're doing wrong, what it say? You're going to be whipped with a many stripes. Yeah, we don't know what those stripes are. Uh-huh. We could be going through things and things happening in our lives, and we just don't understand why this is going on with me. Why is this happening to me? We could be getting our little spanking. Amen. So, when we know we haven't been faithful to God, obeying his will, then when these little things come, then we must confess. Uh-huh. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Accept our chastisement, amen, as humble children, not fussing and being rebellious, because he said if we rebel against our chastisement, we are not his. Yeah, we are not his. And but we are here, so we'll just say whatever's going on in my life, God, it has to
have your approval. Nothing can come to me except God approves it comes. God allows it to come. Amen. So right now we are going to say good evening to each and every one, and we're going to say this time next Saturday, Lord bless, we will be back. And you come back. I thank God for all of the silent listeners. I had quite a few silent listeners today. Praise God. Praise God. But I just see these names and these numbers, and I'm just excited. Amen. 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 Continue to pray for Just Show Up Outreach Ministries, that we will be what God has called us to be. Amen. And do most of what he has called us to do in this earth.
Amen.
We don't waste time. Amen. We want to know that God is being pleased with what he has given us to do. Amen. And we want to just take this time to let everyone just love on one another before we go. Amen. This concludes our service for tonight. On tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Minister Vivian will be at the same number. At the same number at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. And every Friday at 8 o'clock, Minister Janice is on the same number. Amen. Amen. And you all be blessed. Yes, ma'am.
Look, that scripture is Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 13 when you get a chance with your children here.
Oh, 54:13?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. God bless y'all again.
I still want you to bring that message that you brought one night. I can't even think of what it was, but it was just it was just so awesome, and you know, it was just so befitting for the young people, you know, also.
Amen. I'm trying to figure out what it was, too.
Okay.
God bless you, woman of God.
Yes. Okay, now, I love you all.
Man, I love you all, too.
Love you, too.
Amen, amen. And I wish you all a good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night. Good night.